In this very simple room with very simple proceedings, the county DA, Charles Rodriguez, a man Shep had worked with for years, a man Sandy had invited to her house for dinner on numerous occasions, formally filed a petition for waiver to adult court, given the heinous nature of Daniel O'Grady's crimes against the community. He charged their son with 5 counts of aggravated murder, 1 count for the first victim, and 2 counts for each additional victim, as they were part of a multiple homicide. If found guilty in adult court, Danny could receive 5 consecutive 30-year-to-life sentences. He had gone into the care of the county yesterday evening. He would never come home again. Sandy kept thinking that Danny was dead. "Now, you have to look on the bright side," Avery Johnson was saying. "Danny's only 13 years old. He has statistics on his side." "Statistics?" Sandy asked weakly. She was mangling a piece of freshly baked apple pie. Her mother had served it with a giant scoop of vanilla ice cream just 10 minutes ago. Sandy watched the ice cream melt into little flowing rivers. Then she formed dams with bits of baked apple. After a moment, Shep took her plate and ate the pie himself. In times of crisis, he always gained an appetite while she lost hers. "In the upcoming hearing," Avery was saying, "we must argue what's in the best interest of the child and the community. Basically, a waiver hearing focuses on 2 key aspects of Danny's personality. Does he pose too great a risk to others to be sufficiently handled by the juvenile system? And is he amenable to rehabilitation? Naturally, the DA is going to argue that Danny's act proves he's a dangerous felon beyond all hope of rehabilitation. Thus, he falls outside the jurisdiction of juvenile court. The judge should cart the child away to adult court, which has the means to handle a master criminal. Our job is to prove otherwise, and the good news is that the statistics are in our favor. The majority of children who commit violent acts won't reoffend in adulthood.